Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir, where we saw Neflos Rabbis Vatsumas Mitovas Hashem, with regard to the mitzvah of Ve'ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha. And now we will continue. The Rambam implies in a number of places that you have to love even a Rasha. And we spoke in the previous shir about the Stira, because it says in Hilchos Avel that you only have to love somebody who is achicha b'Torah v'mitzvahs. If he's a Torah observant Jew, we discuss that stira. And the Achronim bring a mokor for the Rambam. They bring the Rambam source from an Ovis to Rabbi Nosson in the end of the 16th perek. There it says that it's a mitzvah to hate the apikarsim, the heretics, the mesisim, those who subvert people to avod zara. And then it says ve'avta l'recha kamoicha ani Hashem. Why do you love your neighbor as you love yourself? I am Hashem. Why do you love your neighbor as you love yourself? Because I created him. And if he does Ma'aseh Amcha, you love him. And if he doesn't, then you don't love him. So the question is, what is Avos? So you see here, wow, if he's Ma'aseh Amcha, you love him. If not, not. But what's Pshat in the Avos to Rabbi Nosson? Because he says, I created him. Since I created him, you have to love him. And then he says, if he's Aysa Maysa Amcha, you love him. If not, not. Wait a second, what about the fact that that Hashem created him? So maybe Pshat is like this, that Ani Barasiv, I created him. Why did I create him? I created him for my honor. Chvoidi Barasiv, I'm the one who created him, and that's why, like the Mishnah says, that when everything Hashem created, it's L'chvoida. So therefore, in this person's creation, there is a mitzvah, there is a reality of a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Hashem. And so, such that a Jewish person was created, that the fulfillment of mitzvahs is not outside of him, it's his essence. Because his very creation is the fulfillment of Ratzon Hashem, and therefore, his essence is that he's going to fulfill Ratzon Hashem. He's going to keep the mitzvahs. So why do you have to love your friend? Because his essence is that of keeping mitzvahs. He is a creation of Hashem, which is the fulfillment of Ratzon Hashem. And that is therefore his life. His life is keeping Ratzon Hashem. But if he doesn't keep Ratzon Hashem, if he's a Rasha, if he's an evil person who throws off the yoke of mitzvahs, that's not his essence. You see that it's not who he is. And therefore, there's no mitzvah to love him anymore. And that's why he says, Ani Barasiv, because he's the fulfillment of my will. But if he doesn't live that way, you don't have to love him. It's not Aysa Maysa Amcha. The Gemara in Shabbos, you know, the Ger comes to Hillel, Shammai, teach me the whole Torah on one leg. What's hateful unto you, don't do unto your friend. And from this, the Maharsha proved that the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha is only a chiyuv to refrain from doing evil to your friend. But it's no chiyuv to do good. But as we said, we saw in the Rambam that you do have to do positive things for your friend. But what about, how could you say v'ahavta l'recha kamocha is positive? We already said pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam already explained himself, as we saw in the previous shir. So the Rambam has to deal with the kash of the Maharsha. If it's chayecha koydman, then how can it be v'aftlare? How can it be kamocha? Not only that, but the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deis that you have to be mesaper v'shivchoy, the lachus al memono, praise your friend, and have mercy on his money, be careful with his money. The makor, according to the Kiryas Sefer, is Hillel, which is Tamua. Adarav, the Rambam doesn't shtim with Hillel. Hillel is saying avoid the negative. The Rambam is saying do positive. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. ועוד שכלפי לחוס על ממונו ולספר בשבחו, מסתומה ישנו הדבר בכלל ואהבת. When it comes to having mercy on his money, caring about his money, being careful with his money, and praising him, mistama, this is included in v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Because that is the nature of the Jewish people, to be kind to each other, to praise each other, to be careful with each other's money. And therefore, as we explained in the previous year, it's not stam that you want your friend to do this way, this for you. You have a reason to expect it. Because that's the teva of Am B'nai Yisrael. And since that's the teva of Am B'nai Yisrael, you have reason to expect your friend to act that way towards you. B'inyan zeh bikaro hu al miniyat asiyat ra. Of course, primarily, you expect your friend not to do evil to you. Whereas when it comes to asiyas tov, b'maisim lachavero, in general, you can't expect it from your friend, if not for the saper b'shivcho, liftas min hashevi. But in general, al pitori, you don't expect it from your friend to go out of his way for you. There's certain basic things that you expect, that he shouldn't do evil, and l'saper b'shivcho, liftos min hashevi, like we explained. Now, once something is included in the Torah, once something is included in the Torah, then you expect it from your friend. That's what we said, the drasha of Chazal, that they darshan, that you have to do chesed with your friend, you have to do nicham aveilim, bikur cholim. So once it's darshaned by Chazal, now it's a hanhaga that's expected, al pi Torah, and therefore that's included in the v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Maybe that's what Hillel said. Hillel said, Madalech sani l'chavrich l'esavid. Tefil unto you, don't do to your friend. Because again, that's expected. That's the way Jews are going to act toward each other. You're not going to do what's hateful to you unto your friend. Ve'idach perusha zil gemor. And the rest is commentary. Go and learn. Manyan idach zeshel kol ha-Torah. In other words, like Rashi writes, all the mitzvahs binan l'chavero. What does that have to do with Madalech sani? What does that have to do with De'alecha Sani? What's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend. And the rest, all the mitzvahs of Bein Adam L'Chavero, go and learn them. That's not De'alecha Sani. What's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend, it's something different. So why is that a perush on De'alecha Sani? It's not a perush at all. And also, if there's a zeal gemor, then he didn't teach him the whole Torah on one leg. It's a zil gemor, go learn. And the Anaf Yosef and the Yankov, he's all made on this. But based on what we said, it's all included in Ve'afta L'Recha Kamecha. Because what is Ve'afta L'Recha Kamecha? The Hafta L'Reacha Kamocha is the Zil Gemor. To go and learn. Meaning, that whatever the Torah obligates you to do to your friend, that's included in the Hafta L'Reacha Kamocha. Madasani Alach L'Chavrach Lo Saved, V'ilach Perusha Zil Gemor. And then what, everything else that the Torah requires of you, go learn. That's also included in Mahaf Lerecha Kamocha, because whatever the Torah requires of you is included in Mahaf Lerecha Kamocha, that's the Zil Gemor. So it emerges then that Ve'ahavtas Lerecha Kamocha is Kol HaTorah Regel Achas. If you have a lot of the Torah in there, you have Rov of the Torah, you have all the Benam L'chaveros in there. That's Mitzad Echad. Mitzad Sheni, you need the Zil Gemor in order to know what's included in it. And that's what Hill said in Bistam. Dalecha sani lechavrech lo savi. That's Pashit including Vahavta Recha Kamocha. What's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend. That's Vahavta Recha Kamocha. Again, it can't be to treat your friend like you would treat yourself, because it'd be Chayecha Kodmin. Your friend is not on the same level as you. But what you can say is that don't harm your friend, just like you wouldn't harm you, wouldn't want you, you wouldn't want him to harm you. And that's included in the Vahavta Recha Kamocha. And then the rest is a parish to that. Meaning, that's the obligation of the Torah, and everything else that the Torah commands is also included in that. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. So that's the Zil Gemor. So the alecha sani l'chavrech l'savet is automatically in the mitzvah. And then you have to see what else the Torah is commanding you, that the way the Torah commands you to act towards your friend, and that's also going to be included in the Vahavta L'Recha Kamocha. So included in the basics of what you would expect in the Vahavta L'Recha Kamocha is Madisani L'Recha Avrecho Save. And also what the Rambam writes in Hilchas Deis 6:3, Lachosam Amono, L'sapir B'Shivcho. That's even without the Zil Gemor, because that's not written. Vidach Pirusha, look in the Torah and learn it from there, but that's not written in the Torah, the L'sapir B'Shivcho and the Lachosam Amono. But rather, that you know on your own, that's part of the Teva Isha Yisraeli. Since it's part of the Teva Isha Yisraeli, Memela, that's included in the Vahavta L'Recha Kamocha. Just like Madasani Alech L'Chavrech L'Sav is included, so too the other, what else, whatever else is in the Teva Isha Yisraeli. Like the Sapramon of Lachas HaKavoda. Then you have also what the rabbis taught you, and now that's obligated, that's obligatory in the Torah, and that's why you have to treat your friend, Pikuchol, Nicham Avelim, etc. And then all the other things the Torah says, the Zil Gemor. And go and learn other ways the Torah tells you to treat your friend. And the mail, that's also going to be obligatory. So you have what's Beteva Isha Yisraeli, Madalach Tzan El Chavrach L'Savit, and L'Savir B'Shif Chalach Asam Amonu, and then the Vidach B'Rish Zil Gomor, and then look at all the other things that you can learn about. And the Torah, that the Torah obligates, and therefore therefore you're commanded on that as well. And that's also the Smag we quoted in the previous year. He writes the Shlila of Madalach Tzan El Chavrach L'Savit, אבל כתב הוא את זה בכללו של דבר. That's the klal. And the Rambam would agree that that's the klal. That's why Hillel said that's the klal. And this is the mocker for the Rambam. Because the Maharsha says that you know what v'ahavta l'recha kamocha is? V'ahavta l'recha kamocha is the negative. Yeah, but what about the v'itach perusha zil gemor? That's all the positive stuff. That's also what you have to learn. You have to learn what the Torah requires, how the Torah requires you to treat your friend. And that's also going to be included in Vahavta L'Recha Kamocha. So this is Taka the Makor for the Rambam, like the Kiyas Sefer says. It's not like the Maharsha. Maharsha says only the negative. We have the Yidach Purusha Zil Gemor. This is also the positive. Rambam agrees, Klal Shel Dover, don't do anything negative. That's Teva Ishi Israeli. But then there's also what the Pratim that are Mistaif, all the details that the Torah requires of us. Treat us to act towards our friend in a certain way. וכל המצוות שבין אדם לחברו נכנסות בגמילות חסדים. ושים ליבך עליהם כי תמצאם. שהרי הלל הזקן כשאמר לו הנוכרי, למדני תורה על רגל אחת, אמר לו, דעליך ביש, לחברך לא תעבד. All the mitzvahs of Adam HaChaver are including Gemilas Chasadim. And you should pay attention to this. Because Hillel Zaken said to the Nachri, teach me the Torah. When the Nachri said to him, teach me the Torah Regal Achas, he said, De'alecha bish, what's evil unto your friend? What's evil unto you, don't do to your friend. And this is a very, very wondrous Rambam. Because the Rambam, speaking about Hillel, Dalach bish, what's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend. But the Rambam starts off saying, all the gemilas chasadim are included in ve'avta l'recha kamocha. So how does that shtim b'chalal with Hillel? Hillel says, what's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend. And the Rambam says, yeah. And all he quotes that, and he says, all gemilas chasadim, all ve'adam l'chaveros are ve'avta l'recha kamocha. But it doesn't shtim with Hillel. The answer is, of course it does. Because then you have the Ilach Brish Zil Gemar. That's also included. The Zil Gemar is also a mitzvah. And therefore it's included in the Midas Alach HaSani of Hillel. V'sim libcha aleim ki timtzeim. In other words, Zil Gemar v'timtzeim. And then you'll see all the mitzvahs are in what Hillel said. And what Hillel is saying is that you have to treat your friend the way you would expect your friend to treat you. You would expect your friend not to do anything that's hateful unto him to you. And you would expect your friend to do what the Torah commands of him. You would expect him to act that way towards you, and therefore you have to act that way towards him. That's if he's shomer Torah and mitzvahs, and if he's not shomer Torah and mitzvahs, like we discussed in the previous year, then you have the basics of the saper v'shivcha, lacho samamona. The Rambam doesn't say it to odafka if he's shomer Torah and mitzvahs. Not to harm him. That's not dafka if he's shomer Torah and mitzvahs. The only with special Torah commandments that he's not keeping, that's it's at Shomer Torah and Mitzvah, like we discussed in the previous year. You can listen to that. We're zocheh to have that recorded. The yisod for the Mahalach we've been saying, we can find possibly in the Torah's Kohen and Parashas Kedoshim, Perek Yates, Pasuk Yates. There is brought the words of Rabbi Akiva that it says "V'ahavta l'recha kamocha" is a klal gadol b'Torah, and so too in Bereishis Rabba b'Parashah Chof Dalit, Oyisches Yerushalm Nidarim Perak Tes Halacha Dalit, v'Shem Uvu Gam Divrei Ben Azai. It says this Sefer Torah Lo Tzadam Zek Hu Klal Gadol Mizeh. So we have Rabbi Akiva that it's a klal gadol b'Torah, and then we have Ben Azai that this Sefer Torah Lo Tzadam Zek Klal Gadol Mizeh Bereishis Rabba. It says B'Divrei Ben Azai. A person shouldn't say, Hol v'nis bazeisi is baza chaveiro imi. Hol v'nis kalalti is kalal chaveiro imi. A person shouldn't say, since I was mizbaze, then my friend will be mizbaze with me. I was disgraced. Let my friend also be disgraced. I was cursed. Let my friend also be cursed. So it's mashma that klapei matzav ze, that's Rabbi Akiva. It says that Ben Azai's klal is greater than Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "V'after echa kamocha." Ben Azai says, "Tell even greater." Says, "Say for Tolbas Adam, you shouldn't say. Since my friend was disgraced, I can also. Since I was disgraced, my friend could be disgraced with me." And that's the machlokes. Rabbi Akiva says, "Just v'after echa kamocha, like you, in your level." And then Ben Azai says, "I'll say better. Even if you were disgraced, your friend can't be disgraced with you." Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. You have to treat him with human dignity no matter what. This medrash doesn't make sense. V'hadvorim kamuvan mechusarim biur legamrei. D'meheichit teisi shekevan shenitzbaz zehu. Yeh bezeh hafgal chiyuvo lehovar et chavero. D'meheichit teisi, why would I think that if I was Mizbaze, then I don't have to love my friend. And even based on what we said in the Rambam, that it depends on what you expect from your friend. The way you expect your friend to behave towards you is the way you should behave towards your friend. So even after this person has been misbazen, miskalel, even after this person has been cursed and disgraced, he still doesn't want his friend to treat him that way. And therefore, he shouldn't treat his friend that way. So what's the havamina that since I was disgraced, so let my friend be disgraced with me. So some farshim say it's talking about somebody who's not makbid. Somebody's not makbid and it's bizayon. Since he doesn't care, it's kamoicha. He doesn't care about his own bizayonis, so he can be mavaz his friend, because it's kamoicha. That's not the pashtus. Pashtus is somebody who does care. So just because the person was misbazed, just because he was disgraced, he still doesn't want his friend to treat him that way, and therefore he can't treat his friend that way. So what's the havamina? The benazeh says, no, you're going to think that if I was disgraced, I can disgrace my friend. Mechitesi, you don't expect him to do it to you, you should do it to him. אבל לפי דברינו, מבואר מאוד, שהרי ברור שהעניין של כלל גדול בתורה, שאמרו רבי עקיבא בן עזאי, מה אני מין כלל גדול בתורה? It's like Hillel said, ואהבת לרעך כמוך, אז כל התורה כולה, מה ללך לסיים ולכה בכלוסה, that's the whole Torah. ואהבת לרעך כמוך, זה the whole Torah. It's the Klal Gadol b'Torah. When they say Klal Gadol, they mean like Hillel. Teach me the whole Torah on one leg. D'alecha sa'i l'cha v'ch l'sa'vi. The reason is because this Yisod is in most of the Torah. Most of the Dinei Torah b'Nan l'chaveiro are about treating your friend, loving your friend as yourself. Not harming your friend. And therefore it's Klal Gadol b'Torah. However, as we explain, this only applies because you expect it. And there's a basis for this anticipation, for this expectation. That your friend you treat your friend a certain way. You expect him to treat you a certain way, and you treat him the same way. But let's say a person was misbaza and miskala many times. Person was disgraced, he was cursed. In an instance where there is no din in the Torah to act towards your friend in a way that you don't disgrace him and you don't curse him. Now, it's not talking about where people were over and in Aveira and they disgraced and cursed him. How is it possible to curse? To curse is an Isser Daraisa. Maybe you curse him without a shame, or maybe it's possible that the Isser, the Kal Chavero, is not an Isser Lebein Adam Lachavero, it's an Isser Lashamayim, the Ein Kan Makoimai. But the point is that if there's no Din Betorah, Klape and Hagaba Chavero, not to be mevazeh and mekalel him, and therefore there's no din in the Torah. And since there's no din in the Torah to act a certain way towards, let's say, towards Reuven, and Reuven's been mevazeh and mekalel, and al pi Torah he was allowed to be mevazeh and mekalel again because maybe the klal is not b'shem Hashem, and therefore it's not d'oraisa. But if there is a valid reason why he was mizbala and mizkalel, then he's not going to expect it can't be expected that he's going to treat others, that Reuben's going to treat others this way. Since he's been disgraced, so therefore he's going to say, I'm allowed to do it to others. The only reason he wouldn't be allowed to do it to others is because the nature is that you're not mevazen and mekal other people. But it's not because of the chiyuv Torah. We're talking about a case where there is no chiyuv Torah not to be mevazen and mekal. So then why wouldn't Reuven act towards that way towards Shimon? Because kachu teva dvarim. But he's not acting that way towards me. People aren't treating me that way, so I don't expect people to treat me that way, so I don't have to treat them that way. People aren't treating me with respect, so I don't have to treat them with respect. Because the only reason he would be expected to be treated with respect is because that's the teva. But here you see it's not happening. Here he's being treated with disrespectfully. So if he's being treated disrespectfully, so then he can say, I have no expectation for my friend to treat me well. So Mimela, he shouldn't expect me to treat him well. Because what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah, like we saw in the Rambam. The way you expect to be treated by your friend is the way you should treat him back. You should reciprocate. But here, Reuven is being mizbazeh, is not expecting his friend to treat him with respect. And since he's not expecting it, and it's not mechuyav al pi Torah, therefore he doesn't have to treat them, he doesn't have to reciprocate. There's no basis for this ratzon of wanting respect. Sharei klapei ve'etzel adam zeh leka kebiyachol etanagan mitchayevet mechavero. Because by this specific person, there is not the behavior that is required from his friend. And therefore he's not going to expect v'shuv ein lo letzapot la'anaga kazu. And therefore he's not going to expect such behavior. Again, Lashon Rabbeinu, very nuanced. Harei ba'ofen she'en al zeh din b'Torah klapei anaga l'chavero, if a person was mizbaz and mizkala, and there is no din in the Torah to act towards him otherwise, the only reason he's not expecting his friend to act this way is because it's the nature not to be mevaz and mekalel. But they see they're not acting like this towards him. So now there's no basis for his ratzon anymore. He has a certain ratzon that he be treated a certain way, and therefore he has to reciprocate. But he has no basis for his ratzon, and therefore he shouldn't have to reciprocate. Because he sees they're not treating him this way, with respect. And therefore there's no chiyuv of ve'ahavta that obligates him to act this way with his friend. So that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, kamocha, like you. And this person's being mizbazeh. Therefore, he has no reason to expect his friend. He sees that they're not acting towards him with respect, so he has no reason to expect his friend to act towards him in a respectful way. Mermeli, he doesn't have to reciprocate. And then Ben Azeh says, no, I have a call God will meet there. Because according to Ben Azeh, you're not allowed to cause your friend any tsar. Keep it selam alokim asa sa'adam. Ayin barishayin b'taris kohanim b'farashayin yankiv v'yushalmi. That's the way he explained to him. Man was created in the image of God. It doesn't matter what the way anyone's treating me. Rabbi Kiva is saying, the way they're treating you. The way you expect to be treated, you should treat them. But now you have no reason to be expected to be treated nicely anymore because you haven't been treated with respect. So merely, you don't have to treat others with respect. That's Rabbi Akiva comes along, Ben Azai, and he says, I have a klal gadol mizeh. Zeh sefer toldos ha'adam. B'dmusel b'tzelem elokim asa ha'adam. Man was created in the image of God, but Musa Elokim also. So man was created in the image of God. Therefore, you can't, even if they're mitzar of me, they're mevaz of me, though I can't be mevaz of my friend. And that's what it says at the end of the Bereishis Rabba, Rabbi Tanchum, Asisa Kein Dalem Yata Mevaz, and Rabbi Mevaz. But Musa Elokim also. So he's made B'dmus Elokim. And he's B'dmus Elokim even if other people were mevaz of you. And that's why Ben Azi says his call is bigger than Rabbi Akiva. Because maybe if people are mevazeh me, Rabbi Akiva's klal doesn't apply. But my klal is even bigger. My klal does apply. Even if they're mevazeh me, they're mekalel me. I still can't disgrace and curse others. This is a yesod for what we're saying, that maybe that's pshat in v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, according to Rabbi Akiva, according to the Rambam, as we explained. The way you expect your friend to behave towards you, you have to reciprocate. But if you see b'teva, he's not acting towards you, and he's not being over anything in the Torah, if there's a Torah obligation, and you have to act towards him in kind. This is no Torah obligation. And you see b'teva, they're not following the teva, they're not acting towards you with respect, then you can disrespect them back. And Ben Azi says, no, doesn't work that way. Because everyone was created with Selam Elokim, it doesn't matter how they're acting towards you. My call is even bigger than Rabbi Akiva. Could be just as an addendum. I was thinking that Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died. Maybe it's because that's the way they understood Rabbi Akiva. Hey, he's not treating me nicely. I don't have to treat him nicely back. And they didn't follow Ben Azai, who says, Bismosela Kimasai. So maybe that was their downfall. Maybe. Akopanim, we have Asach Vas Tzered in Tayyarim. Really, there's so much more to say. I'm saying in this shtickle by Rabbeinu, there's still a long way to go. And I'd still like to talk about the meaning of Geirim. Avas Geirim. V'gam shamanu b'shir ha'kodem, yish hamon 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 b'sfarim ha'mitzvah zo. Mitzvah kol kach yisodit. אז בעזרת השם אנחנו נמשיך בפעם הבאה ונראה נפלאות מתורת השם בלי נדר. אני מאוד מקווה להמשיך, and I thank you so much for listening. שלום, שלום.